Ohio Budget Director Tim Keene says Six Sigma, a management plan used by many businesses, is being used to make sure Ohio's prisons are operating in the most effective way possible. That's why, he says, the Department of Corrections plans to take cost-cutting measures, including privatizing food service.
DRC will privatize food service for institutions, enabling savings of approximately $18.6 million per year when fully realized. The Department of Youth Services will also take part in these contracts, allowing DYS to realize savings.
But Tim Schaefer, a spokesman for the union that represents prison guards at most of Ohio's facilities, says this just sets up the state to repeat a big mistake.
This is an experiment that was done many years ago, Joe, which resulted in, you know, a disastrous result for the taxpayers of this state. Then Auditor Petro conducted an audit about the multi-million-dollar overruns and overcharges these companies that charge the state of Ohio. This opens up so many doors of Pandora's box for people that work in corrections.
Schaefer says this sets up a have and have not system because inmates would depend more on commissary items available for purchase. And Schaefer says when inmates are hungry and in cramped conditions as they are now, there's likely to be an increase in prison violence. And that, he says, could cost more than dollars. Schaefer says that could cost lives. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.